Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bond. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass to Mars.
I feel mean.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of July 27th, 2015. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Joe.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hi.
All right, so let's dive right into the show because we have a ton of stuff to talk about as usual. And first off, we got a couple of trailers to talk about. And we actually got the trailer, I think it was Tuesday this week, the first trailer for the next Michael Bay movie, which everyone is super excited about, I'm sure.
So we don't know how he's getting funding.
Because he makes like a gazillion dollars with every movie, no matter how bad it is. But anyway, he's taking another break from Transformers. And
for now.
He's applying his subtle and sensitive directing style to the dramatization of what happened in Benghazi, Libya in 2012 when the U.S. Embassy was attacked with 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. That's the full title of the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure this movie won't offend.
Concise, to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and short.
And yeah, it looks like it's basically following like the CIA operator team that was kind of like the only line of defense for the embassy during this like crazy siege that happened there. And yeah, so on the team you have John Krasinski, aka Jim from The Office. I wonder if he's trying to do like pull a Chris Pratt and just become like an action star or something, but
maybe. I hope he's just kind of like staring at the camera the whole time making faces like we're gonna go in, he's like
just rolling his eyes.
Yeah, like I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I got like moments of like Lone Survivor vibes in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel it's gonna have that same kind of, like there's this, especially since it's Michael Bay, there's a part in the trailer where like they're like yelling at Gale from Breaking Bad about like you could stay here but we're gonna go fight or whatever. It's like it's gonna be just so much like oorah America or Murica going on in this movie. Like so many like slow motion flags and like helicopters flying overhead and stuff. But yeah, so along with Jim in The Office, we have James Badge Dale, Toby Stevens, Max Martini, David Denham, and then Pablo Schreiber. It's like that's like the team of CIA guys. And yeah, it seems like Michael Bay is maybe hoping this is like his Black Hawk Down or something.
Yeah, but it's also like, I don't know, I feel like this is just, like, it's just like this, like, hey, I could be serious, like, after some zany movies, you know? It's like,
yeah.
He's trying to mix it up. And instead of being serious as something that's fictional, it's like, he's trying to go really gritty and, like, realistic, which is kind of like, it's kind of weird.
Do you remember, let's not forget that he, like, what he did to Pearl Harbor.
Wasn't that, like, a team-up of Michael Bay and Jerry Bruckheimer, or was that just
Jerry Bruckheimer always produces Michael Bay's movies, but yeah, that was just, like, that was Michael Bay's take on, like, one of the most horrific attacks in American history.
Yeah, but that was actually, like, after The Rock and after Armageddon, so, mm-hmm. Like, you can kind of forgive that. But you need, like, you need The Rock before you can do Pearl Harbor again. You need something like that. But, like, because if you look at his track record, like robots,
yeah.
Turtles, and then you know Jim from The Office in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like his last good movie was Transformers 1, maybe.
Yeah, I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Yeah,
that was after Bad Boys 2, so it's like he's gotta have some poop movies and he's gotta have some like great movies. I don't know. This one's gonna stand.
Bad Boys 2 was like good, insane Michael Bay.
Yeah, and I'm like, why can't you just do that again? Why? What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Because you can't make Bad Boys 2 style with this, like, subject. It'll just look too weird and goofy.
Oh, God, no. It was already, like, this, like, insane controversy when it happened. And after the fact that, like, when we found out, like, that they probably could have had more security, but they just ignored it. Because the embassy was like, there's some stuff going down, it seems like, so we could probably use some more guys. And there's, like, I just never got, never, no one ever looked at it, so.
Yeah. Hopefully Michael Bay addresses that in this movie.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be some, like.
Yeah, if you want to know what happened, watch a fucking documentary. Yeah. I wouldn't rely on Michael Bay to be like, and they were the greatest American heroes.
Oh, that's exactly what's going to be. It's like, these guys, like, these six guys, these CIA guys are going to be the pinnacle of America.
Every one of these guys is a chapter for American Sniper.
And your grandpa was on the beaches of Normandy? Well, he was probably a fag. Like, wait, what?
And then everyone who's like vaguely like in like some sort of office or like some, like who's not like gonna go fight or gonna be like this like these like sniveling like cowardly like you guys can't do that. And yeah. Be like, watch us.
We're goddamn American.
Time to show what America can do. But yeah, so anyway, we'll have to see what happens in January when this movie comes out. So, which is kind of a weird time frame for a Michael Bay movie, but
it's pretty weird, all right.
When did Pain and Gain come out? Was that like an early year? Or was that summer?
I think that was like March,
yeah.
Or April.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the other big trailer that came out this last week was the trailer for The Night Before. Which is the next? It's the latest Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg team up. they're gonna try again after the interview last year. And basically, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, and Anthony Mackie, and they're these friends who basically Joseph Gordon-Levitt's parents got killed on I think Christmas Eve or something one year. So they basically spent like every Christmas together since then. But now they're like everyone's like getting they're all getting older and stuff, so they're gonna do like one more crazy blowout Christmas.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
Yeah, it looks really like especially like Jillian Bell is like Seth Rogen's wife who's like pregnant, which is like the reason like Seth Rogen's not gonna do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like the opening when that's like they're parodying Big when they start playing like Kanye West on the big piano.
Yeah.
I just like the part where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like seeing Wu-Tang until they fuck with like the pregnant baby belly.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to do that now to someone.
But yeah, I mean, it seems like if you've liked all their other movies, this was probably seems like right in that vein. No James Franco, which is weird, but
probably a cameo.
Probably. He'd be like a Santa or something, or some other weird cameo thing. But yeah, it's actually not coming out on Christmas. It's coming out November 25th, so like the month before Christmas.
Well, that's good. I don't want it to come out like on fucking Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Like Elf came out in November too, and that was goddamn perfect. Like I've never had more Christmas spirit than the year I saw Elf in theaters. like the first week of December, you know?
Yeah,
I literally left there like Santa.
Well, it gives you time to like absorb it and get into the spirit. Like if you
exactly.
if it comes out on Christmas Day, you're like, oh,
well,
God,
it's over. Yep.
Like the day after Christmas, like theater is empty.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty fun. And it seems like they're probably not offending anyone who's going to, like launch nukes at us or anything. So it should come out in theaters this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, moving on to other news. Chris Pine, got confirmed to be starring as or co-starring as Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman solo movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of a letdown, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he was
the male girlfriend in the Wonder Woman movie. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Well, haven't they've tried to make him like was he like the head of Argus for a while or something, or some other, like, they've been doing all this other crazy stuff with him.
Yeah.
Which maybe they'll do some of that. Like, maybe they'll have, like, he's like a secret agent for Argus or something in Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. When is Wonder Woman coming out? Like, 2020 or something? Some, like 5 years from now?
I think 2018. I think it's next up after Justice League.
Mm-hmm. Justice League Part 1.
Yeah, it's like Justice League Part 1, Wonder Woman, Justice League Part 2, Batman, Superman 2, Green Lantern.
With, like, Flash and Cyborg and a bunch of other ones thrown in there.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Dude, I bet you Suicide Squad 2 happens before it's all over. Like, before 2020, without a doubt.
Considering it's got, like, 11 billion.
Yeah, it basically owns the internet right now.
Yeah.
And then Marvel was cute when they try to, like, take the fire away. They're like, yeah, well, we have details on Spidey's costume. Okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look kind of like this? And you just hold up every picture of Spider-Man ever. And they're like, maybe.
It's darker.
It could. Actually, the fucked up thing is, did you guys see the like concept art for it or whatever for the new Spider-Man outfit?
Yeah.
I saw it.
It's like Spider-Man Year One. It's very strange.
I'm totally fine with it, since it's like he's not like fighting this like with the Avengers, like, as like, this is my costume, don't laugh at it.
This makes so much more sense. So much more sense. It's just kind of like, okay, like why aren't you wearing shoes? Put on shoes.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. The fact that, like, he based, in the original one, he based it off, like, a wrestler's outfit and then kind of just went with it.
It was a luchador, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he, like, in the movie where he just kind of gets inspired, but then just, like, does, like, the mask only, sort of, and just kind of wanders the street in a hoodie. So it's kind of like, it's paying homage to, like, modern-day, like, vigilantism.
Well, yeah, and it's all the more recent Spider-Man incarnations also, because it's black and red, not blue and red, so that's more of the modern outfit, or, like, the most recent outfits, at least. The goggles from Spider-Man Noir, it looks like. You got a little bit of Scarlet Spider with, like, the elongated, I mean, just with the hoodie look to begin with, you kind of have, like, a little bit of Scarlet Spider. It's cool, there's a lot going on, but I was kind of like, shoes!
Yeah, he does.
Glass.
He does, like, look like a homeless man, like,
yeah,
that just kind of fell into a party city.
I'm a roof baby now. But yeah, so Chris Pine, Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Wonder Man, whatever. You know, I was all hot and bothered about him being a
Green Lantern.
I thought that was going to be pretty cool.
But now it's like, nope, we're just changing that.
Yeah. Screw, flip the script.
I didn't mind him being Green Lantern.
I thought he would have been a fine Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And not even Hal. Like, the, what's his
name? Guy Gardner. Kyle Rayner. Or any of them.
Guy Gardner, I think, would have been better for him. But yeah, for sure. For sure. I could have seen him as a non-Hal Lantern.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Tyrese had a meeting with Warner Brothers, so he might be Jon Stewart.
Yes. I would still prefer Idris Elba, but I have supreme confidence in Tyrese as well.
Mm-hmm.
Has he even read a comic? I feel like he's the kind of guy who's just like, yeah, it's hot right now. I want to be a
Yeah, I feel like he was kind of more just like, there was a black Green Lantern? Fuck yeah, I want to be a man. Like, I'll do it.
At least Idris Elba is kind of on. He's like, yeah, like, is a black guy, I'll play him. But like Tigers right, is like, right, I'm right. all about the Lantern. Like, oh.
Right, like, oh, he's a powerful, like, commanding black dude. Like, I will, I feel like I can play that. That is in my range.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
For sure. Yeah. But either, I mean, either way, there's just so much mystery around Green Lantern. So, who knows?
So, other DC casting news. I think slightly more exciting than Chris Pine becoming Steve Trevor. Mark Hamill is confirmed to be the Joker again for Killing Joke, the animated movie.
Fuck yes.
Possibly, fuck yes. Possibly the ultimate Joker. Like,
yeah,
Mark Hamill,
this is gonna be
thing.
The best Joker ever.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put money on it. This is going to be the best Joker ever. And Mark Hamill knows that this is going to be his fucking, like, crowning performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you thought Arkham City was, like, you know, his big, like, send-off, like, oh, no, 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 no. No way.
Like, he's going to, like, rip his, like, larynx out for, like, the like that last panel where he's just, like, he and Batman yeah. just laughing their heads off. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, now we just need Kevin Conroy for Batman. This is going to be, like, the ultimate Batman movie.
I have on good authority that Conroy is all but locked at this point. So that's very reassuring. And I had a feeling, like, DC knew, or DC Warner Brothers, you know, they know what's up. Like, they're not stupid. They know how the fans feel about Kevin Conroy yeah. and Mark Hamill. I think to get Mark Hamill to be, I mean... Remember, guys, Killing Joke is a Joker story mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Batman's a supporting character. So to get Mark Hamill, that tells me that their priorities are definitely in the right place and they understand it's a Joker story. But, you know, you can't just throw in some fucking other guy like willy-nilly
mm-hmm.
at this well, point.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bruce Timm running the show for this, so
yeah.
he knows what's up.
Yeah, and with that said, basically, you can write this in ink. You know, it's going to be Kevin Conroy.
Mm-hmm.
I really worry about that.
It'd be funny.
Unless they're like... going to pull a fucking Kojima and give us Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, it'd be funny as a practice round they made Ben Affleck. It's like, Ben, we want you every Batman now. It's like, anything that has Batman, you're the voice of.
You'd be like, a cartoon? And, like, flip the table and, like, walk out. Like, I thought you liked Batman. I love Batman, but I'm a serious actor.
Have you seen Argo?
The town? God.
I have a beard!
Yeah, so I don't think that'll be happening. Although, I'd be down for that, Chris. I like that idea.
It's a fun idea, where it's like, yeah, like, it's a contract. Like, you gotta be Batman for, like, 10 years like this.
Or you can just totally fucking ruin it and put, like, Christian Bale. It's like, we can't
confused.
Understand a fucking word of this. This is important dialogue.
It's not funny, Joker.
What?
It's not funny.
It's ruined.
So, other news, kind of bizarre news. Nosferatu, when did they come out? The '20s, I believe. The '20s.
I think earlier.
Yeah. When the like one of the earliest horror movies of all time, like in history, is getting remade.
1922.
That's my 1922. Yeah. So.
Well, there was a movie about
the thing didn't even come out here until I had to watch this in a film class and like I couldn't tell because it was saying like 1930 or 1929. But it was like it was just out in Germany for years before mm-hmm. it came over to the U.S. So yeah, it's even earlier than like 29 as we know.
There was a movie that was about Nosferatu that had William Dafoe as like
vampire or vampire.
Yeah. That was good.
That was a crazy
fucking movie.
Yeah, it's just like it's very underrated now. It's like you don't hear about it, but I remember watching that going like this is pretty cool where it's like that movie was a movie within a movie.
Well, yeah, because it was about the making of it was like behind the scenes, but then the guy who played Nosferatu was actually a vampire, so it was like,
even though he was kidding all the time, it's like, oh, he really is.
Yeah,
I remember that was Shadow of the Vampire. Did I say that was vampire? That was fucking Shadow of the Vampire.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yep,
my bad. Yeah,
that was the one where like he starts eating the crew people too.
Yes,
and they're like, cool, film it. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, John Malkovich, Udo Kier. That was a sick movie, man.
Oh, John Malkovich? I always thought that was Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe is in it too. They're both in it.
Oh, I gotta look that up. All right.
I know. I'm telling you, it was a really under the radar, like badass kind of movie. And the thing is, you guys gotta remember. I mean, I know you guys remember, but like listeners, you have to kind of remember that when this came out, like it was 2000, so this was still very much the like you know video store age. So when you saw the cover, it was just like a weird bald guy within the face of like a somewhat more handsome guy. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a movie within a movie. Like there was no way of knowing what the fuck it was about because it didn't have much exposure. So I saw it. I don't even remember like ever picking it up, but I saw it on like Cinemax in like 2005 or something.
And this movie,
like I was in high school and I was like, this movie is fucking cool. Like what is this?
But like, this movie's insane because it has like an all-star cast for some strange reason. It's like Eddie Izzard, and then
Eddie Izzard is in everything. Yep. Like he's just in so many cool movies where it's like Eddie Izzard. He's like hello, and then just like disappears.
Yeah, but there's like the known fact is this movie is co-produced by Nicolas Cage.
I love Nicolas Cage so much.
Just like he helped make this. Like what?
I think yes. Can we agree that Nicolas Cage is like probably other than Arnold and Sly, like, and maybe Steven Seagal and JCVD are like number one. Well, really, are number six. But like, God, if we had him on the fucking podcast.
Oh my God. Hear that, Nick? You hear that?
He's one of our. He's one of the pillars.
Oh, he's absolutely a pillar, and I know that we, you know, crack a lot of jokes and everything. But God damn, what a cool guy. He named his son Kal-El. Kal-El. Let's be friends, please.
And then he lost his copy of like Action Comics number one because it was like in a storage locker or something. Or no,
It
got stolen from his house and ended up in like a storage locker. He's just like, oh yeah, that's mine. I'm like,
yeah,
here you go, Nicolas Cage.
How do you know it's yours? Because I wrote my name on the inside. Why would you do that?
Because there's some mammoth dust on the cover.
Ah, man, oh man, oh man.
So yeah, so Nosferatu remake. I forget who is doing it. I think it's like Fox or Sony, one of those two.
Well, here's my thought on it. I think that if they're really gonna remake it and have it be a very true to the original, like creepy fucking surreal vampire story, that could be cool.
Yeah,
like. Don't forget, guys, like, Nosferatu changed the fucking game when it came to, like, cinematography and, like, that, I mean, the effect, the shadow effect of, like, him walking up the stairs, that's still kind of creepy if you watch it today.
And, like watch him just, like, night with him just, like, coming out of the coffin, like, completely stiff, just, like,
yeah. Dude, but especially him going up the steps, like, I'm serious, like, watch that at night with the lights off, you know, like, with all the lights off, like, it's pretty fucking spooky, it's good shit. So if they want to do something like that and try to just bring it up to, you know, I guess modern expectations or whatever, that could be very cool. I'm still not sure it has to be remade, but that could be cool. But if they're just going to make it into a fucking like teenage vampire story, you know, if it's like and not to shit on them, but if it's like, you know, Michael Cera is Nosferatu, like God. We don't need to see that. Or like Jesse Eisenberg is Nosferatu. Like, I don't want that. I really don't.
So if no, they do it I right, agree. They keep it within the lore, like, how the original kind of is, fine. But they're, like, trying to make a modern reboot where Nosferatu's supposed to find love or some shit like that? No.
Yeah, teenage Nosferatu is having a hard time at school. Oh, my third condition is that if Rob Zombie is involved, I'm automatically on board.
Automatically on board? Okay.
Automatic on board. Yeah. Well, he would make the shit out of that movie. Come on. I'm still sad we never got to see Zombie's Blob, because that just would have been a chaotic, awesome, fucking beautiful mess.
Mm-hmm. I guess they have a director, Robert Eggers.
Yes.
He directed I think it was at Sundance earlier this year, The Witch.
Well, that would explain why I haven't seen it, But I do. That sounds familiar, though. Is that that like weird, like medieval movie, or
it's like medieval, like it's like super like Christian family, and then like their like son vanishes or something.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I guess.
It seems like you got some like good buzz at Sundance. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So hot right now.
Moving on to other news, also some bizarre news, but apparently in the upcoming WWE 2K16 game, if you pre-order it right now, yeah, you'll get to wrestle as Arnold as the Terminator.
So weird.
So you don't have to make him like you have been for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
He's already in the game.
Mm-hmm. Now they just need, like, RoboCop. It's like a side character. It can just come in, like, bend the bars in a cage and walk off.
You see, like, that actually happened. Like, that was WCW, though.
Yeah.
It sure was.
He was, like, Sting's manager or something. And he, like, walked in, like, he just...
Okay.
He came in during, a cage match and, like, opened the cage and, like, walked off.
See, like, if Tyson has a playable character, because he legit was, like... Part of like
yeah. He was a playable character a few years ago.
Was
I'm
he?
Sorry that I know that, but yes, because he was at WrestleMania 13 with No. Was it 13? I think it was WrestleMania. Yeah, it was WrestleMania 13 with Shawn Michaels against Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he was in Shawn Michaels' corner. Then wound up turning on Shawn Michaels and was aligned with Stone Cold, cost him the match, all that stuff.
Mm. See, like that would be cool as a throwback character.
They need to just go whole hog and just like. Have all of like the crazy like guests like man like
yeah.
guests like
have hosts, all the crazy guests
the guest hosts for like
sorry WrestleMania 14 my bad
yeah
there's been more than 30 of them I get them confused
like throw like freaking like Buzz Aldrin in there and like everyone else has been like insane guest hosts
was Cyndi Lauper in there I kind of remember
Cyndi Lauper was like a Captain Lou's manager for like
yeah
as long as they were like doing music videos together and stuff
yeah so like throw her in there.
It was WrestleMania 1, dog.
Jesus, yeah. I kind of remember that. I was like, Cyndi Lauper was in WrestleMania once?
Yeah, and then they all appeared in her music videos.
Yeah.
Like, the Goonies are... Like, the video for, like, Goonies Are Good Enough is just, like Roddy Piper and, like, the Iron Sheik and, like, a bunch of other people. Like, it's, like, evil land barons coming, like, trying to, like, steal Cyndi Lauper's family's gas station.
Jesus.
So much weird shit Cyndi Lauper has done in her life.
I want that stage in the new WrestleMania.
That would be
defend
cool.
Cyndi Lauper's gas station.
Yeah. Make your own Cyndi Lauper music video feature.
Boom, boom.
It's like those old like make my video games.
Oh my yeah.
God. Like Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is this like Arnold's way of like trying to get money back from Terminator Genesis?
Terminator Genesis isn't working.
It's yeah, just like you don't need to do this. This is and it's such a weird timing too. You know, like just he's in a wrestling game.
It is very weird. I will give you that. I think they had this planned for a while, but I don't know. I thought the commercial they did. Have you guys seen that? That was very cool.
Yeah, with
where we created the Terminator 2, like mm-hmm. iconic scene with WWE wrestlers. I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, I mean Arnold is in the WWE Hall of Fame as a celebrity, so I guess this was bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he is. Listen, Arnold has always been a WWE fan. Like not necessarily WWE, but like as long as WWE has been a thing, he's been a fan. He grew up watching professional wrestling. I'm actually reading his autobiography. That's something he said he always admired, was like their physiques and stuff, but he didn't like getting hit, so he knew that it like really wasn't for him. So that makes sense that he's in the Hall of Fame for them, because he's done so much promotional work with them and charity stuff too. But having him in the game is... it's strange for sure, and I don't think... Politically, he wanted himself in there as Arnold Schwarzenegger, so being in as the Terminator is kind of strange, but I'll take it, whatever. And yeah, this also kind of falls on the heels of the Hulk Hogan thing, so
yeah,
I feel like they're just kind of trying to take away the fact that they like ripped Hulk Hogan out of the game.
Oh, you know what they do? They should leave the model Hulk Hogan, but call him Thunderlips.
That would be, I'm not even joking, that would be a great way around it.
It's like Hulk Hogan is on the game, but Terry as Thunderlips still is.
Yeah.
They didn't like Fire Pro Wrestling or something for like old Nintendo have like a fake Hulk Hogan?
They had fake everybody.
Yeah.
They had like the substantial like warrior instead of like the ultimate warrior, like the that'll do, like the zombie instead of like the Undertaker type guy. It was very, they really tried to get away with it.
So yeah, so go pre-order that now if you want to like.
Play as the Hulkster, brother.
JK.
How is that, like, how do you even wrestle a Terminator? Because, like, it would just, like, murder you and that'd be the match.
Yeah, I think the answer is you don't.
They program, like, all of their, like, every single, the entire history of wrestling into him. I know wrestling now.
Figure four.
I have detailed files of clutches.
Cobra clutch. So, in other news, Key and Peele is unfortunately going to be ending after this next season. And it's their call. They've done pretty much everything they wanted to do with the show, so they're going to wrap it up this season.
I mean, they haven't had a bad season, so the fact that it's like, let's end on a high note
is
kind of understandable, but it's just disappointing. Since, like, you know, it's a good show. You don't want it to end.
It's like how the culture.
It's a great show, but it's a lot of work too, because they do pretty much everything except like the fucking wardrobe and like set design, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like how because Kroll Show was like, they were like, yeah, through like we're gonna like wrap up this insane universe that we've created and like on our terms. Right. So
yeah, it's like we've said all we had to say. You know, we're out of ideas, and instead of it being like, oh, that fourth season sucked, and then it gets canceled.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Like, they're walking away, and now they're going to be, like, really huge in demand. I mean, don't they already have a couple of movies in development together?
Well, they're going to do that substitute teacher movie that's based on the sketch from the show.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. Stuff. Listen, they'll probably do a Megan movie. That bitch is fucking hilarious. Oh, my God.
And then they're, like, they show up in, like, pretty much every comedy movie. Like, yes. As, like, a cameo.
If they're in
at
season
least, at least
two
one
of
them
Fargo,
shows up.
I'd be so happy.
Oh my god! It's just like a prequel. Like it's like they're playing their dads or something. Their characters.
Just in some capacity, that would make me so happy.
Yeah. So we also got some directing news for a couple of the upcoming Rock movies. So Seth Gordon. Directed King Kong and then Horrible Bosses and some other movies. I think Identity Thief, possibly. He's going to be directing the Baywatch movie starring The Rock.
Good.
Which, I think, let me get the plot summary, but it was like some insane, like they have to like fight evil oil tycoons who want like to pave over the beach or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I mean, the Baywatch movie is kind of like a Baywatch show kind of writes itself, where it's like, how long can we make these girls run in the water? And it's like, is this movie based on a reboot or is it going to be like a sequel to?
Well, it's a reboot, but it's like 21 Jump Street style reboot, where it's just like completely like pointing out how ridiculous the show was. And then The Rock is like the like super serious like veteran lifeguard, and he used to like team up with like a younger lifeguard to stop the beach from being destroyed by an evil oil tycoon.
It's weird because like lifeguards aren't responsible for like the property like that. They're, like they can't, they don't own the deed to the beach. Isn't the like isn't that a city property?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, I'm all for it. Watch The Rock actually be in a comedy that's not like a family-friendly comedy. I really hope it's not family-friendly.
Well, hopefully if it's like 21 Jump Street, it'll be like R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the movies Seth Gordon's done so far have been R-rated comedies, so...
Great.
And then the other upcoming Rock movie, Rampage, based on the classic arcade game, he's going to reteam with his Mysterious Island San Andreas director, Brad Peyton.
Cool.
And The Rock is in that one is going to be pretty much the main dude fighting the evil, like the giant monsters.
Also Wait, he's cool. fighting against them?
It's pretty much like, it's going to be
if
like
it ends with them making him big, I'm going to be so happy.
That needs to happen. Like, he's like yep. rock bottom, like.
Come here, jabroni. Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically going to be like kind of like a disaster movie with the monsters attacking, and then like The Rock is like, I'm sure he's going to be like some sort of like general or like fighter pilot or something, or like the only guy who can fight them. Yeah, so much stuff coming from The Rock in the near future here.
That's a world I look forward to living in.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you guys seen Ballers yet?
I saw like one episode out of order.
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to catch up.
It's pretty, The Rock's the best part, obviously, but...
Oh, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against it, haven't had time.
It's got Denzel Washington's son in it.
Oh, cool.
As one of, like, the football guys?
Yeah, he's either... I think Reggie is, like... There's, like, Reggie is, like, this, like, douchebag friend of, like, one of the other guys. But then, like... Ricky Jarrett. Who's, like, the... He's, like, the... He's always getting... He got in trouble in the first episode and, like, got traded to Miami or whatever. He's gotten, like, the fight at the club.
I watched out of order. So,
mm-hmm.
I am no use.
There's actually, on this last Sunday's episode, The Rock actually, like, got into, like, a whole, like, crazy, like, rock, like, rant. And it was just like, it doesn't matter what you think. and everyone was just like, yes! So, anyway, last bit of news for this week is that American Psycho is going to be coming to Broadway with a Broadway musical based on the movie.
Cool. It's just, that's what the fans love.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it already had a... There was already a version of it in Britain, and Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame was actually Patrick Bateman. And now, for the American version... Benjamin Walker, who was Abe Lincoln in Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter, is going to be playing Patrick Bateman.
So there. I'm getting tickets now. Sign my axe!
Yeah, so I think it's going to start next year. I think it's going to be like the weird... Like, it's going to have shows starting in February, but it's not officially going to open until like March, I guess. But they're going to have, like, those preview shows or they do on Broadway.
Broadway.
I just want to know, like, what songs...
What songs?
Like, is it like, I'm sure they're going to have, like, the actual, like, all of his, like, weird 80s tastes. But, what songs are there going to be? Is it, like...
Huey Lewis in the News, that's for sure.
Oh, there better be. is there going to be a song about, like, the business cards?
They're laminated or something. I don't know. They're embossed and really nice. I forgot what the exact line is.
Look, it's eggshell. It's so good.
What's this? Ving, 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 ving.
I've got the chainsaw.
God. What is the world fucking coming to?
Of musicals.
At least if it was off Broadway, it would be funny as shit. Like the Toxic Avenger and Evil Dead. Like that was kind of a tongue in cheek, like
Point Break Live
joke. Huh?
I think that was in Los Angeles. Like Point Break Live.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
They just pull a random person from the audience every night to play Keanu.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. See, that I could fucking get behind. Like, that's just a party.
Yeah.
And a good time, you know.
No, this movie, this Broadway musical needs for American Psycho, like a splatter zone.
Yes.
like whenever
a car concert, everybody in the first two rows, you better wear ponchos.
Yeah. Like when, Patrick Bateman, when he like kills someone with chainsaws, there was just like blood spraying over the place.
I wonder if they're gonna redo the opening montage of the morning routine where he's like doing crunches. So it's just like. It's like jump roping and doing crunches in his underwear. It's like, that's going to happen on probably. Stage.
Oh, you know what the weirdest part about this is? It's like, why didn't they cast... They should have cast Miles Fisher.
Yeah, really.
Because he has, like, he does his own... Like, he's a singer, but then he also looks exactly like Patrick Bateman. Or Christian Bale. And he's been in movies. That's like...
Well,
I don't know. It's weird.
See the video for This Must Be the Place?
Yes, because Chris sent that to me
years ago. Okay, yeah, good.
I was just like, is that Christian Bale?
Yeah. No, I think it's Tom Cruise.
He can do both. He's got that face.
Mm-hmm. He played fake Tom Cruise in, like, Not Another Teen Movie or Not Another Movie or whatever it was.
Yeah.
One of those Not Another Something movies.
I think you need to try to get like a press like tickets for that or something, Chris.
Sit down.
You're the closest one.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I like to meet the cast like after the curtain.
Yes, I'd like to meet the conductor of the orchestra.
Hey, Benjamin Walker, remember Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter? Will you send me a copy of the book that was so much better?
Oh.
Or if you get to talk to the actors, just ask them really fucked up, made up questions. Be like, so how do you feel about the Phantom who still haunts the theater to this day? Like, what? Are you going to ask me something about the production? Has anyone died? Please leave.
Has anyone gone insane, Birdman style, and like tried to like jump off a building?
Do you get nervous before shows? And follow-up question, do you picture everybody naked?
Yes. Do you want to see me naked? Yes, no.
So, anyway, that's it for news this week, I think. Unless there's anything else you guys saw that you we should probably talk about.
I don't really.
I think that's pretty much. So, why don't we get into show and tell, and we'll kick things off by just mentioning that we all saw Beach Party for the latest.
Pick a doula. Actually got...
Yes. Hooting! It was a hooting good time.
Hooting!
Yeah, for our July Movie of the Month commentary. The 63 movie that kicked off the entire 60s beach movie craze.
The craze that's sweeping the country.
Do you like surfing? Surfing and surfing?
And also surfing?
And then also and songs about, then also songs about surfing?
Are you 18? Why aren't you surfing?
Yeah, it was
a crazy scene, Daddy-O.
It was interesting.
Yep.
I definitely remember this movie from when I was a kid, but I also blended like four of them together since it started like the same eight people.
Yeah, they start as the exact same people, and then it's like basically the same exact thing happens every time. It's like surfing, bikers show up. And then they have to like figure out a way to stop the bikers.
Then like complicated love plot.
Yeah.
That, like honestly, doesn't go anywhere. Because like the couples are psychos.
Yep.
Like the reasoning of why they don't get really hook up or anything is just like what psychopaths would do to each other.
So flawed.
I didn't want to be alone with you this weekend, Frankie. So I'm gonna invite 30 other people. And it's like, well, since you don't want to be alone with me, I'm gonna go. Hit up this Hungarian waitress.
I'm gonna go stick my dong in everything.
Yeah. That'll show ya.
Except not really. Because I'm afraid of the sex.
Yeah, so anyway, so go. It's on the site right now. Go check it out. You can download our commentary and watch it on Netflix with us.
And then demand that we watch Clambake.
the
demand.
I'm going to watch it, goddammit.
If that's on... Is that on Netflix? Cause
maybe. It should be if it's not. You hear me?
Is there any Elvis movies on Netflix?
I don't know. I'll look. I feel like there are.
There's got to be at least one.
If it's Clambake. You just make yourself ready.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, what'd you watch besides Beach Party?
I started watching Wayward Pines.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
It's pretty awesome.
Joe and me watched the first episode, but then I grind it like five more. So
I still haven't watched the others.
Man, oh man. It's just like what should happen in the first episode happens so rapidly, and then you have like these two episodes where it slows down for no reason, and then it just like by like I'm at episode six, so like there's only 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, there's 10 episodes, yeah, so...
Right. So by the time it's
so
like...
So you saw the episode called The Truth?
Yeah, and it's just like...
where the entire episode just explains... It's the entire episode just explaining what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm kind of like... The pacing's really weird, unless there's another twist. But like it's like every two episodes, twists. But between those two episodes, like, nothing happens. And in fact, you start hating characters really fast. And then Terrence Howard, I'm like... Did he film all his scenes in 1 week? It was like, that's it. I'm going back to Empire. Like,
it definitely feels like that. Like, it's just like, hey, Terrence, do you have a weekend where you're not filming Empire?
You know, all right, come on down. We got this pilot, and then it's like they lied to him, and they made a whole season of a show. But basically, Wayward Pines is. I didn't realize this until we looked at the credits, but it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, TV show.
Yeah, he's one of the producers, so.
And it feels like it, but it definitely feels like he wrote the twists, but then someone else decided where to drop them.
Well, it's based on there's a book series.
I imagine like the book series, it reads better, but when you watch it, it's just like really important things happen, and it's like no time to comprehend because it's kind of like. And anyway, here's another crazy thing about this world. Like what?
That's kind of like, that's what I liked about it, because it's just like it never stops. It's just like, and now there's monsters, and now there's like crazy twists, and then what's
oh,
this?
And then there's like a Hunger Games. I know, what's this? Oh, there's also like Insurgents. Like, what? So, just it's like me and Joe were trying to like understand it the first half hour, then we kind of like lost our mind by the end of it. We're like, wow. We're intrigued, but, like, I follow through with it and was like, whoa, I went too far down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like,
six,
oh.
Like, if you watch six in one time, that's probably, like,
it's a lot.
That's a lot to comprehend.
It's a lot. Yeah. I watched, like...
Because I watched it, like, the regular, just, like, once a week, and so...
Yeah, that's probably a better viewing option.
Seems a lot more balanced.
Yeah.
I watched, like, two one night and then three another night, and I was just like... Oh, and I watched one last night just to like wash Beach Party out of my mind. And I was like, this is not a good follow up. Because I got to the episode where basically they're like, let's reveal everything that kind of like made sense and didn't. And I was like, whoa, this is not the episode I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that it's like four more episodes left, I'm like, what are they going to do? Like, how's going on in this world that. There's another twist, like, oh, and then we also, like, invented, like, mutant dinosaurs, and we have them here in the town. Like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah, we invented time travel.
Don't worry, Joe, like...
There's no time travel.
Don't worry, we didn't just spoil everything.
No, but, like, check out the show. Like, keep watching. It's gonna be surprising. And it's like, every theory we had, it blends so much. We're like, oh, wait, this? No? Yes? What? Terrence Howard, and then I'm just like, why is everyone so like, I don't want to talk about it yet because it's a very big topic, but I want to say like, why is everyone so good at something that they don't know they ever done before? It's one of those like crazy things where it's like, no one's ever done this, but you're so good at doing it. Why? there's no relatable skill for like half this things.
Yeah.
Like Matt Dillon is like an FBI guy, but that doesn't mean he's a good leader. You know, like that doesn't make him like the go-to guy to solve problems mm-hmm. in this area. People just assume it's like, oh, he went to the FBI. He's got like a head injury. Let's make him in charge of things. Like, no, like, let's not.
Or like, let's make Carla Gugino, who's also an FBI agent, let's make her a toy maker.
Yeah, like, how does his society assign roles? Like, I got to the part where... all
right, why don't you guys let me know when you're done talking about this?
No. I got to the part where the town realizes that, like, everyone has a job. Like, no one's unemployed. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has a duty. So it's like, how? Like, no one's a farmer. Like, wouldn't that be, like, a normal thing if you are a society? Like, where's the farmers? It's like, okay, I'm not going to question that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you start analyzing it small like that, the story falls apart. But when you, like, look at, like, the twists must be so shocking, it was a wipe away, like, everything else about the small details. But that's why I'm like, what? Like, I kind of got a Twin Peaks vibe from it.
Oh, it's definitely trying to be Twin Peaks.
It's trying to be Twin Peaks. That's why I was like, oh, okay, so it's like a town.
Twin Peaks mixed with, like, the, like, weirdness of like Lost or something, where it's like, what is this mystery?
Yeah, like I was intrigued by the mystery as I kept watching it, but I was always like, oh, when's like the Silent Hill part about it, where it's just like no one can ever leave? It's like, why? You just can't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I gave it a shot. I can't wait to finish it.
It was a fun summer show, but I don't know, like, if it came out in the fall when like everything's out, like I don't know if
it probably would have got sweeped.
Yeah, but like since it's summer, like it's like a really like crazy summer blockbuster TV show, basically.
Yeah, I the fact that it's like 10 episodes makes it good. It's just the pacing for those 10 episodes so far is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anything else, Chris?
Nah, that's about it for me.
What else did you watch, Joe?
I watched Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Which is the new FX show?
The new FX show starring the Dennis Leary. I'm a big fan, man. I like it a lot. It's like basically like a love letter to a classic rock mixed with some Rescue Me, mixed with some Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of not doing it justice, but it's a very, very, very funny show. If you're not into classic rock, there's a lot of shit you won't really appreciate fully. Like, there's like a great fucking like David Bowie bit that goes on for like 2 minutes that is just goddamn hysterical, that if you're not like a David Bowie fan, like, you might appreciate it, but if you know what he's talking about, it's like really, really funny. And yeah, that I just think you should definitely check it out if you like Dennis Leary's brand of comedy, which I know isn't his. He stole it from Bill Hicks, blah 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 blah. But if you are a fan of Dennis Leary, I feel like it's just like his treatment, but for the rock and the aging rock and roll star world, and I find it pretty funny. So I'm definitely sticking with that. Still been plugging through Seinfeld, which is just incredible. And yeah, man, other than that, really not much.
Mm-hmm.
Really not much. I've had a most violent year in my living room for the last like month, so I'd like to watch that at some point. I'm not mm-hmm. gonna lie, but
well, I'll keep it in TV for a little bit here. I saw the season 2 premiere of Rick and Morty, which is finally back, and it was as amazing as it left off last season.
Cool.
It was just a typical crazy Rick and Morty scenario where it's like they froze time for like 6 months after the season one finale. They like cleaned up from the season one finale, and then when they set time back to normal, they're like unstable. So then they start causing themselves to like split off into like multiple. Well, it basically like it has to do with like uncertainty and like Schrodinger's cat and all those other like crazy scientific things. But basically, they become like uncertain. So now they're like in this like not they're not any time, just like out of the time stream, and then it's like, keeps splitting off into like multiple versions of themselves. And they also like basically try to sync that all these like multiple versions of them have to like sync up together to like get back to like normal.
It's like a singularity.
Yeah, but then so it's like it's this the entire like screen splits into like two versions of the same scene, and it splits into like 4, and it splits into like 8, and it splits into like 16. So it just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
I saw that from one of the promos. I was assuming that was like multiple timelines.
And then I can't remember if it was Key or Peele, but one of them shows up as like this like alien time cop, basically, to like who's like a fourth dimensional alien, so he can see everyone at the same time. And it just like Rick gets super paranoid, like he just tries to like kill the other like versions of himself and stuff. It's crazy. So definitely check that out. Or if you haven't seen caught up in Rick and Morty, watch the first season. That is like one of the best shows ever.
First season only like 6 episodes, right?
I think it was like 10 or something.
Hmm.
It was quite a few. And then also on TV, I finally saw the pilot of the Amazon show, Man in the High Castle, which is going to be an actual full season in the fall, I think. But it's based on a Philip K. Dick story. And it's basically set in like an alternate 60s where America lost World War II. So now the country is split between like the West Coast is controlled by Japan, and the East Coast is controlled by Germany, and there's like a neutral zone in the middle. And so it's all about like this like kind of there's like a resistance group trying to get America back to where it was before the war, and then there's kind of like a there's this weird like film strip that multiple people get that like kind of like makes it seem like it shows footage of like America winning, so it's like possibly some sort of like alternate timeline or like something else, some crazy sci-fi thing could possibly happen. And yeah, just like the world building of it is super awesome, because it's like Nazi New York and then like crazy like fully Japanese San Francisco in the show.
San Tokyo again.
Basically, yeah, but even more so. And there's like just a bunch of like really creepy great bits where like there's a part where like a character like a couple characters like on the side of the road, and like it's like ash starts falling, and then it's like this like truck driver and a cop, and like the cop's like, "Oh yeah, Wednesday, hospital's burning people again."
Huh.
And the guy's like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, Wednesday they burn like mentally retarded and cripples and everyone else that they that aren't up to snuff." So yeah, it's if you like alternate like crazy alternate history, like it feels a lot like the Last Wolfenstein game. With that crazy, except like less robot dogs and stuff, but it's kind of the same concept where it's like Nazi controlled world.
Huh.
So yeah, you can watch the first episode right now if you have Prime, like, and then the whole season is gonna start in like the fall, because it was one of those Amazon does like that pilot season thing when they do where like if you vote, mm-hmm. it gets enough like likes or it gets enough like positive stuff, they'll pick it up. So they picked that up, and they picked up the Sean Ryan Mad Dogs show, which is about like the four friends who like are friends with Billy Zane, and then it's like craziness happens when they go to Billy Zane's house in like South America.
Billy Zane.
Zane.
You think he's gonna be did you see the rumor that he may be Vulture in the Spider-Man?
He's not old enough yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just telling you what I saw.
That's a crazy theory. Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy rumor, because I'm like, wow. I mean, it'd be cool, but
almost
just be
as
like...
crazy as Jason Biggs as a Scorpion.
Wait, what?
You think I'm kidding?
Oh,
LatinoReview.com. Check him out.
Like in the Marvel one or the Fox one? They wanted him.
No, like in the Marvel one.
Mm.
Like that's what's going around. And there's a screen cap to prove allegedly the source. They're like, "You're full of shit," and they're like, "Are we?" Click.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Anyway, speaking of insanity, I also saw Sharknado 3, All Hail No.
Oh, hell no.
Which, oh my god, like, Sharknado at this point is just, like, a complete, it's like, it's a cartoon. It started out as a cartoon, but this makes the first one look like a grounded drama.
Give it a chance, guys.
It's like, at a certain point, there's sharks in space, and they're fighting sharks in space.
And they didn't save that for the next one.
No.
They're skipping the fourth movie, just putting the third.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and there's definitely gonna be a fourth one because they left it on a cliffhanger where they're gonna Jason Todd Tara Reid, where it's like you can vote if she lives or dies.
What? Well, just like Jason Todd before her, I think there's only one answer.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's basically at this, like, so we had, like, the first one was in Los Angeles, the second one was in New York City, and now this one is like the entire East Coast. Except the East Coast is Washington, D.C. and Universal Studios. And there is a, like, wall of Sharknadoes forming a, like, Sharkercane.
A Sharkercane.
That's going to, like, basically be powerful enough to destroy the entire East Coast. So like, Ian Ziering has to, like, go and find his dad, David Hasselhoff, who is a former NASA astronaut, because they need to, like, the only way they can destroy this, like, giant mass of Sharknadoes is to, like, use a laser from space to blow it up.
Well, of course.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and then it's just, like, it's just, like, wall-to-wall, like, super... It's pretty much every extra in this movie is just like a random cameo from someone who just gets murdered by a shark.
But is it as bad as the second one where, like...
Oh, it's worse than the second one.
Oh my god. Like, the second one was even, all the people...
Because it's even... Because, like, Mark Cuban is, like, the president of the United States now, and then, like... George R.R. Martin gets killed by a shark in a movie theater. It's just like, what is going on?
And it's actually legit George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, it's actually George R.R. Martin.
Thankfully, there's only one of him.
Yeah. And then, like, I'm trying to think, like, who else, like Bill Engvall is, like, the chief of staff for Mark Cuban, and, like, Frankie Muniz shows up as,
Frankie Mungango?
Yeah. have you guys seen at least the first one, or have you never seen any Sharknado movies?
I've seen the first and second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen, like, half of the second one. I gave up.
So you know Nova from the first movie, right, Chris? Like, the, like, bikini bartender?
Yeah.
We forget.
And then who disappeared after the first movie, wasn't the second movie, and now she's back as, like, this, like... They have... She
Nova X.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Well, yeah, she and Frankie Muniz are basically now, like, they're, like, Sharknado chasers, and they have, like, a Sharknado battle van that they drive around, and then...
That sounds goddamn terrible.
Wait, yeah, how does Frankie Muniz, like, factor in? Is he Frankie Muniz, or is he someone else?
He's
I'm Frankie.
He's, like, this, like, nerdy scientist guy who, like, is, like, inventing, like, he invented, like, some sort of, like, plasma cannon to take out Sharknadoes.
Huh.
But they do kind of in this one, they kind of do, like, the Gremlins 2 thing, where they kind of, like, start, like, making fun of, like, the questions people have about the previous Sharknado movies, because, like, they kind of bring up in this one, like, how are these sharks surviving in the air? How are sharks in space? This makes no sense. But yeah, I think pretty much at this point, like, the only, I mentioned it on, like, Facebook and Twitter and stuff, but, like, the only way they can go with us now is there has to be some sort of, like, crazy supervillain who's, like, running the Sharknadoes or, like, making Sharknadoes that they have to fight, because, like, that's the only place they can go now. They've been in space, they've been in, like, like, they destroyed Universal Studios. It's like, where else can you go?
Where else is there in America besides those three places?
Yeah. Oh, God, this movie, like, Sharknado 3 is, like, basically an ad for Universal Studios. They just, like, it's like half the movie is just like shots of, like, roller coasters and, like, restaurants in Universal Studios.
Well, the first one was in LA, right?
Yeah.
And then the second one was in New York.
Yeah.
There's no Universal Studios here.
Well, it's in the Florida Universe Studios.
Ah, and then I just remember wasn't it the same freak storm that created the Sharknado just came back in the second one? There was no this time it was a natural thing, right? It was just a one time occurrence happened twice.
Well, in the first one, it was a freak tornado happened over a swarm of sharks that were because there was some sort of drug deal or something going on that lured the sharks to the Pacific Ocean, and then the tornado picked them all up and dropped them on California.
I do not remember that part.
It was the very beginning. It has nothing to do with anything else that happens in the movie. It's a random Yakuza guy is meeting with a fisherman, this random fishing trawler, and changing something, and then it's what sharks? Oh my god! And it's I'll die.
So in the second one, it's the same thing happens where a tornado comes by. So the third one, they're yep, it's just it happened again.
Yeah. The best is just engineering is I can sense them now. There's a Sharknado coming. I can sense it.
He's got an early detection system.
And it just happened all the fucking time now. It's just the Sharknado's everywhere. And then they form up into a super Sharknado.
Because I'm thinking, they massacred, a species of sharks from,
all the sharks on Earth have to be dead in this universe. There's no way there's, any sharks left in the ocean.
Yeah, that's, the Predator, level dropped after, the second, storm. So I'm how's there more sharks?
But then you're also, bizarre, mutant sharks, because, apparently their skin is, razor sharp, because they just, hit someone and cut them open.
What?
So happens all the time. They hit someone, they cut their head off just by hitting them, or they just as soon as they hit them, they bite them and bite them in half or something.
No, that I get. That makes more sense. Yeah. Believe it or not.
But they also survive in the atmosphere and survive with no air, and they're walking. They're moving on land. It's just what sharks are these? But yeah, it was. I mean. They're it's peak asylum if you want to say the best the asylum can do.
Do I? I don't know.
Do I want to see quality?
Yeah. If you've never seen the first one, definitely watch the first one.
Right.
And then, if you want more celebrity cameos and product placement, then check out this next two. Cause I don't think they ever topped the first one where Ian Ziering jumped into a shark with a chainsaw and then cut through the shark. They kind of try to match it in this one with a zero G, and then for some reason there's basically lightsaber chainsaws that NASA has made. I don't know where they came from, but.
Okay.
Yeah, Sharknado 3 gets just completely batshit insane. And then the only other thing I watched is I finally saw Ex Machina.
Oh, what'd you think about, terrible girlfriend robot?
It was really good. It's basically, it's this smarter, more stylish version of Chappie that everyone wanted. Where Chappie was loud and dumb and, made no sense.
But was D Antwoord in it?
No, they weren't, which is also a positive.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah.
From what I saw, it was just this dude just could not stop wanting to fuck this robot. And he just went, yeah, I'm not going to bang this robot, the movie went over.
Yeah. Well, Oscar Isaac, because he's this insane. Tech, he basically made the equivalent of Google in this universe, Blue Book. So now he's just this crazy eccentric billionaire who's just I'm just gonna make robots.
I'm not telling anyone what I'm doing, just in case something bad happens.
I'm just gonna make this crazy compound and make robots.
Yeah, well that's the crazy thing. It's just you should probably tell someone just in case something goes wrong, or have a security system to contain these robots because you're just asking for one to get loose.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me a lot of sort of an episode Black Mirror, the crazy British sci-fi Twilight Zone show.
Yep.
Because it was... Well, partly because Domhnall Gleeson was in one of those episodes as a robot, basically. So it was like this weird, like, now he's talking to a robot, but he's not a robot. Because in his episode of Black Mirror, he was like a robot version of like Haley Atwell's boyfriend that she tries to bring back. There's like a company just basically scours Facebook and downloads your personality of your dead relative into a robot.
Just in case you want to buy it again.
Yeah.
Not buy your replacement. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh. See, that's like a Twilight. It's a nice short story, but the fact that it's like a long movie and
it's like an hour and a half. It's like basically the same length as a Black Mirror episode. It's like
but they pad it out where it's like scenic shots, long hallway things just to add time. But
yeah,
it really is just a dialogue between a guy and a robot if the guy wants to bang a robot.
If.
He doesn't. I think maybe he kind of wants to bang robot, but that's not the focus of There's a scene where Oscar Isaac basically explains how he could fuck the robot though if he wanted to. Because he put in Oscar Isaac, oh yeah, I put some sensors between your legs, so if you wanted to, you could.
But let's not.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac in the movie is bro-tastic Steve Jobs, where he's just getting shit-faced drunk or working out. And he's always
cool to me.
He's always calling Donald Gleason bro. He's just bro, what's up? Yeah, come on, bro. We gotta talk about this robot. What do you think of my robot, bro?
That's the crazy thing. It's like, this is supposed to be eccentric, nerd, but he's also, a bro.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was good. If you it's definitely not, there's not really any action in it at all. So, but it's like, it's interesting, sci-fi, Twilight Zone-y sort of Black Mirror sort of thing. If you want to check that out, if you want a better AI movie than Chappie this year, and I think that's pretty much it for this week's show. Unless anything you guys can think of, we need to talk about.
Nah, man.
All right, so yeah, so definitely head over to the site and check out the Beach Party commentary, which is up there right now. You can go download that and watch, sync it up to Netflix. All of our other features up there as well. So for Chris and Joe, I am Zach, and we will see you next week.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction. Everythingaction.tumblr.com. And search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.